Welcome to Blog Talk. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're going to talk about the kingdom of God, because that's what I do. I talk about the kingdom of God. Why? Because Christ said to go and preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's not coming in 2,000 years. It's not coming when you die. It's for the living. It's not for the dead. It's actually a way, and that's what early Christianity was called, was the way. And why did they describe it the way? Why didn't they call it, you know, the religion or the faith or whatever? They called it the way because it was the way. It was the only way. It was a different way than everybody else was going. The problem today is, in your modern churches, nobody's telling you the way. And even those people who are actually seeking the way are having trouble from time to time in seeing exactly what that way looks like. Now, if you go back in the Old Testament, you go in the New Testament, what you see is a people networking together to form a nation. And it wasn't just Israelites that were sons of Abraham. Abraham's sons and daughters were to bless all nations. They were to be a priest to all nations, which means all people. And when they left Egypt, they left with Egyptians. Egyptians went with them and were a part of their tribe and were a part of their people. And their bloodlines mixed. And other people along the way said, you know, I'll have some of that. And they joined with the Israelites and became a part of their nation because they were willing to go a particular way. Now, you're not taught that way anymore in the modern churches. And there are all kinds of ideas out there, all kinds of philosophies, all kinds of interpretations out there that just aren't true. And they'll have truth in them, but they'll lead you a little bit away. Now, of course, I may not be accurate either. I may be mistaken, too. What does the kingdom look like? It's this network of people. We see this throughout history in the book Thy Kingdom Come, which I published a number of years ago, which a lot of people who are on the network have not taken the time to read yet. We show how this network concept of government, where the people are bound together by nothing but love and honor and mutual friendships and relationships, is not only a unique form of government, it is the most common form of government throughout the history of mankind. This idea of bringing people together by contract with America, contracts with the government, applications, which are prayers for benefits, to men who call themselves benefactors but exercise authority, is absolutely contrary to the teachings of Moses, Abraham, and Jesus Christ. It is absolutely contradictory to the way. It is the absolute opposite of what Jesus was talking about doing. But it is what is preached as okay in almost every single modern church or religious philosophy out there. I am absolutely astounded how we have missed the obvious. We are not to make covenants with them or their ruling judges. Over and over and over again, we are told not to make covenants, not to swear oaths, not to have agreements with these unbelievers. What are they unbelievers in? They don't believe in living by the perfect law of liberty, by faith, hope, and charity. They believe they should have the right to force their neighbor to contribute to what they think is a good idea. That is a worker of iniquity to think that, to do that, to work in that direction. But that's exactly what is preached from almost every single pulpit in America today. Can you imagine what kind of work we have cut out for us? We have to be doers of the word. I wish I could share with you some of the things that I've learned over the years, but a lot of these things it just don't seem to be appropriate for the radio. And when I go to share them, sometimes I am held back. Because many of the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are not to be shared over the radio or to everybody who is listening. It's not to be shared with them. And Christ did the same thing. They asked him, why do you always talk in parables to the people? And he says, it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but it's not given unto them to know. So I don't share all these things. But God will share all these things with you if you become that doer. How many times? People say, there is no choice you can make. You don't make the choice. You don't choose. God chooses you and you're simply drawn towards him. That's not true. It's based on a handful, not even a handful, of quotes in the Bible and an eschatology that's come down to us. You know, we refer to them as Calvinists a lot of the times, but it's not simply exclusive to Calvin. You do make a choice. It's simply not an intellectual choice. The intellect is what got you into trouble to begin with. It's not even a heart choice when we use heart in the sense of emotional. It's a spiritual choice. Did you know you could make a spiritual choice that isn't about the intellect and it isn't about the emotions? The devil wants to counterfeit that choice because he does not want you to make that choice. He wants you to get all involved in the intellect. Eat from the tree of knowledge. You study enough and you'll know. And he uses quotes like, study that you, to show thyself approved. The problem is the word study there is not the word study in the original text. It's not translated study anywhere else in the Bible. It is the word for diligent. One thing the angels of God, the messengers of God are diligent. They're doers of the word. They're doers of their word. They're doers of what they say they're going to do. That is a characteristic you'll see all throughout the kingdom of heaven, both in this physical realm and in the spiritual realm. People who say, I'm going to do that and don't do that, are a problem to themselves and to others. And Christ gives us a parable about that. Two sons. One who says, I'll do it, but then does nothing. He is not a child of God. He is not the son of God. You know, one of the children of God in that sense. Because he's not a doer of what he says he's going to do. Another one says, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. You know, how many times do we find great men who fight against God over and over again? I don't want to do it. And then eventually agree and do it. Peter, leaving. I don't want to do that, but then going back. If that isn't a message. So we're not looking for those who say, yeah, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. We're looking at those who are actually doing that. That means they're not looking to other people who say they are Saviors, that they will be your benefactor. They will take care of you. They're not going to pray to those people anymore. They're going to start turning around and start saying the prayers to the Lord and having faith and trust. And how do they do that? They do that as a network because Christ said the network. He said, do not forsake the gathering together. Now, what does that look like, that gathering together? Well, we've created this little network on email groups. You can't have a relationship on an email group. You can have a virtual relationship, but not a real virtuous relationship. So we say you can pick contact ministers. And those contact ministers, now I can give you examples. A contact minister finds somebody who needs help. And they tell the whole network, oh, I found this guy over here who needs help. You want me to find you guys who need help? I can find you guys who need help till the cows come home. you will be absolutely drained and exhausted finding guys who need help. And they're nice guys on the surface. But how do you help them? Isn't it teach them how to help themselves? I mean, I get it every day. I mean, I must have had half a dozen emails of people telling me they everywhere from Africa to India today and all points in between that need help. Oh, and they love the Lord and they need help and they da-da-da. And that and the offers of millions of dollars from a bank in Nigeria are common spam in the kingdom. It's not real. Yeah, they need help. They need to start to learn how to help others and to be patient with others. Because, I mean, there's one thing you're going to need in seeking the kingdom in this network is patience. So you find somebody needs help, find somebody local who will help them. Because that's what we're teaching. And find out what really will help them. You know, do they need a place to live? Well, is somebody else having trouble in their home making ends meet, getting things done? So take that young person and put them with that older person and say, here, you go there and help this person and they'll help you. Teaching people to help one another. It's not about sending everybody money all the time. Occasionally it is. I mean, that's what the world does. They throw money at the problem. But they never really solve the problem. And there's almost always underlying problems that we can address. But you have to speak up and say. And we have some people that are a part of our extended network that are dying, and we've had somebody who was in our network that died. It was amazing. We never found out about them because no one informed us. We actually found out roundabout. Somebody called somebody, and then they mentioned it on another network way outside of the network where this person was at. We never heard that they were. That's what this network is about. I get dozens of calls, sometimes more calls than I can handle in a week. I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day. I got letters here on my desk that should have been answered a week or more ago. It takes time to write out these letters, so we do create a network. You know, if somebody in Kentucky or Tennessee or Canada writes me a letter, like I got time to answer people all over the world. I have no secretary. I'm the secretary. I'm chief cook and bottle washer in this office. We have no staff. We have no money to pay a staff. This is what the network is. Everybody on the network is a part of this stuff. This is decentralization of government. Everybody has to become a doer. They don't elect somebody, oh, you go do it all and then just let me know when it's done. It doesn't work that way. Everybody has to be a participator. Everybody has to share. And one of the major problems is most people have never heard this gospel. From their pulpits, from their churches, from their Bible studies. It's unbelievable what people are arguing about in Bible studies all over the country or discussing or thinking that, oh, we figured this out. And they're nowhere even near. Every day between that Bible study and the next time they have it, they go out and they're workers of iniquity. They are dependent upon those men who call themselves benefactors but exercise authority one over the other to supply them with Social Security, with welfare, with unemployment, with old age benefits, with employment itself. They talk about tithing, but they're already sending 30-40% of everything they earn, in many cases 50-60% of everything they earn to a government of benefactors who exercise authority. Early Christians were persecuted solely because they would not participate in those types of governments. They did not do the decrees of Caesar because they had another king. This is what they were preaching, another government. Most people who think they're Christians aren't even slightly ready for that. And those few that have come in our network, few in relationship to the 7 billion people in the world, are they really diligently pursuing this with patience, understanding that I'm a part of a whole body? I must be a part of this whole body? No, they don't. People don't, in the network, they don't understand this. They're getting little glimpses of it. But we have to cultivate that. We have to keep away the weeds. We have to keep away the distractions and make sure that they are growing in the light of day with proper nurturing. That's not giving them everything they want. That's causing their own roots to grow, their own leaves to grow, their own process to start taking place. Those who do not work do not eat. Those who just come and listen to Christ's sermons and do not participate in the work, they're not going to be given the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. It's the same principle over and over again. You must become a doer of the word. Every one of you, everyone on the network should pick a PCM. And they should change those PCMs regularly if they're not doing the job. It's their job to make sure that they've picked the right PCM, personal contact minister, that keeps them in contact with everybody else, that lets them know when somebody in their group is ill or sick or needs help. And then that help should come from within that group. And the ones who come and say, I need help, where were they last week? Were they out gathering more people to the network so the network was stronger and stronger, their own congregations were stronger and stronger? Were they arguing about eschatologies and doctrines, most of which are made by men and have nothing to do with what Christ said, or little to do with what Christ said, or it's just a little piece of what Christ said? He came preaching a whole system of self-government, but it takes doers to make it happen. Virtuous doers, patient doers, loving doers, honorable doers. And that's what you need to all become. And in struggling to build that network of congregations and congregations, you will begin to learn what it is to be that doer. You will come face to face with your own inadequacies and lack of humanity, and you will come face to face with the Spirit of God if you continue on that path. Do persevere unto the end. Do not turn around. Do not take your hand from the plow. How many different ways did he say it? But people say, oh, there's nothing you can do. It's all by faith. You just sit here and have faith. Faith without works is dead. You have to be that doer. That patient doer, that loving doer. That's a positive message. I can tell you, when you start gathering with those people, things will start to happen. Not only will relationships be healed and hearts will be healed, but bodies will be healed. Merely by the presence, merely by touching each other's garment, by being there patiently for each other. So that's the basic turn on to the kingdom. If you want to be a part of something like that, you need to start moving in that direction. I've got more callers showing up, but I don't see anything that tells me that they're just holding, or if they're, maybe somebody who knows can send me an email and I'll look for it because I'm not figuring it out. Normally, Paul's been running this, but I thought, well, I can do this part. And then on the next show on LibertyLiveRadio.com, which will be 2 hours where you can call in with questions, and I will answer. Put me on the spot, please. Make my day. I'm saying something wrong. You tell me what I'm saying wrong. Show me what I'm saying wrong. I mean, that's love. to challenge one another, to say, hey, I don't think you're right about that. This is iron sharpening iron. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the guy who says, oh, he's wrong, and never tells me, never calls me, never says anything, just goes off. You know, you, like I said, you can win every argument if you're the only one there. It's like playing chess with yourself. You're going to win. Eventually, you just keep playing because you're both sides. But that's not real life. Real life, somebody else. You can't sharpen. One knife cannot sharpen itself. Wave it in the air as much as you want. It's not going to sharpen itself. I'm not afraid of conflict. I'm not afraid of people questioning me. Now, I know a lot of you people out there are just learning and beginning to study these things, but we've got hundreds of audios up that go through this stuff. Go through the audio. Listen to it. We got lots of jobs for people. We need a full staff of people working on our wiki site, preparingyou.com. You want to become an editor on that? It's really easy to do that. I need people watching that daily because we get spammers coming in there. I want to, everybody who wants to be an editor on there, get on there now, because we're going to close that, and then the only way you can become an editor is get a hold of one of the other editors, and he'll make you an editor. I figured out how to do it. I went into the codes and figured out how to do it, but if I close it, then the average guy can't come in there and make changes unless he becomes an editor. But we can do that. I look in there, and there's like two guys that do 90% of the editing. Me and one other guy. We've got hundreds of people in this network. They could all be participating in cleaning that up and setting. It's really easy to do. Take you a very short period of time, and you can become building the web pages yourself for the kingdom. And then get a hold of all the other little groups out there that are trying to find solutions. And tell them about us. Tell them about our shows. Tell them about these call-ins. Tell them about the books. Tell them about all the audios. They're all on the web. You can go read them for free. Who does that? You know, I won't mention his name. Big pastor, ran for president. You want to? They have free stuff on their site, but if you want to see their book, oh, you got to pay for that. You want the DVD? I got to pay for that. We just give it away. It's all there. Now, we may start making some DVDs if I get the time. You know, more DVDs, and yeah, you can purchase them, but we're going to try to make them all available. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube from beginning to end. And but it's going to take hours and hours and hours to make that happen. And I'm short-handed right now. And none of the people who work with me get paid. That's kingdom stuff, though. No organized paid government. All grassroots volunteers. That's what these governments were, voluntary systems, because you don't have to do anything. You know, it's like the internet. You can just sit there and get emails, don't have to do anything. You don't have to actually deal with the fact that somebody's got bad breath or they step on your toes or they said something wrong or their eschatology's a little confused. Oh, the internet's great. Everybody's better online. But that's, the kingdom is not online. The kingdom is relationship. That was one of the astounding things. Holy matrimony, people think that's a contract. And there is a contractual relationship because the contract is with God. Where's the written agreement? It isn't a contract as much as it says the emphasis is not upon contract but upon relationship. And in law, relationships is key to freedom. It's also key to bondage. But it's a good bondage. Husband and wives are bound together in bondage. But in holy matrimony, they're bound to righteousness because they're bound to God. And God is righteousness. And that's what we're supposed to be seeking. Not seeking to be free, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means that we have to be like Christ, who was righteous. who came not to save himself, to set himself free, but to set others free. And in that process, you will be set free in Christ. You aren't saved because he died. You're saved, you're not forgiven because he died. You're forgiven. You will not be forgiven until you forgive. You will not be loved until you love others. How many times did he say this? You know, these. I'm sure that's going to conflict with a lot of things that people have in their head. But then call me up and challenge me on it. And we'll see if you can figure it out from there. Until then, remember, we'll have another show this afternoon at 3 o'clock, different time zones. That's a Pacific time zone. And that's on freedomizerradio.com. So join us there. All that is on the Living Network at hisholychurch.org, which is the best place to go to find out information. The announcer is going to say .net, but .org is even better. And so we'll see you there. And if these callers actually wanted to talk to me, I hope by next week I've got it figured out how to know who wants to talk and who doesn't. Until then, God bless and may peace be upon your house. Oh, I should have pushed a button here, and I forgot to do it. I'm out of practice. Here we go. Get the right mouse here working. God bless.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.